Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
This menu is a masterpiece.
This is the worst party ever.
Knock, knock. I brought chicken fingers.
Raising Cane's. The party is saved.
Peter, Mr. Billingsley.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in this, quote,
retirement. Retirement loans going on. Well, he thought for one last time he'd get together with a little bit of, he's got choir practice going today.
Choir practice.
Yeah, he's got choir practice today. He's back.
God dang it.
Choir practice back.
It's a big day.
Because they'll be caroling around Creighton tonight. Yes, I thought. So
tonight the caroling is?
Tonight is the caroling. Yes, they'll be caroling throughout town. Yes, Shindy's got
They're doing it again.
He's got about 45 people together, and Shindy leads them. And
are they in robes?
They're in robes, gowns, type of robes.
Green gowns.
Yes, with a sash.
Festive,
yes. And they have the big, he has big leather binders with their the songs.
Does he really?
Big leather binders he hands out to everybody.
You're kidding.
He controls what song is up next. Yes.
Does he do that?
Yes.
Directing, you mean?
I'm just going to tell you right now. If I was just all of a sudden, let's just say it's tonight, it's watching the bowl game, and it's like 8:30, and there's a group of carolers outside, I would lose it. That'd be so cool.
In a good way.
Yeah. I would absolutely. I wouldn't lose. Like, get out of here.
Who are you? What the hell are you doing? Yeah.
No, I would lose.
Property.
Right. If someone was.
Carolers.
You're
trespassing.
You would like this.
Oh, man. I think that would you not think that would be awesome?
I'd listen.
Jake Sorensen would be someone like that. If I was going to get in a group together, go, Caroline, go, we're going to Sorensen's, because he would love it.
I'd say, keep singing. Yeah. Don't stop.
Oh, yeah. It would just be, I'd almost want to join in. Hey, can I travel with you guys?
Can you sing?
What's that? No, not really, but I was in the choir all 4 years.
Remember, he mouthed you.
Yeah, I did. I mouthed the whole thing.
Remember, he told you.
I did.
The mouth.
Yeah, well, Mr.
Come on.
Merlin Lemke.
You sang.
Merlin Lemke wanted a larger choir, so he wanted some more boys in the choir.
Some jocks.
And so it made it look better. And
you were a jock in the choir.
I was. And guess what? I learned all the words, and I was really good. And I'd move my head. And
why didn't you just sing?
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't you just sing?
Well, because you're singing next to somebody that can sing. That can mess them up a lot. They're just like,
Yeah, it's like playing golf. Like, it's like my brother when I said I wanted to play golf, and he said no. And I go, why? He goes, because you bring me down.
Yeah, he'd bring me down. Exactly. Yeah.
You don't want to. So that's that.
Same theory.
You sing, though.
Yeah, yes.
You have a voice.
I'm not going to sing right now, but yeah, I did some singing back in the day.
I sing a little bit. I'll belt a couple things out in church. How about that?
Really?
Yeah, fine.
You get going?
I'll throw something out, especially at Christmas time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Our choir at Sheridan Lutheran did Silent Night. Oh, It was a whole different version of it. It was like, wow.
We've heard you sing before, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Okay. This is
Do your I Come to Save the Day.
I'm here to save the day.
What? Also, what about the yeast, though?
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing that.
Come on. What about the yeast?
What's it doing?
It's rising like the sun.
I'll never, ever get sick of that. Ever.
Ever, ever.
Ever. Yeast. It's rising like the sun. Thank you.
Hey.
Thank you.
Shindaddy has a bunch of carolers in green gowns.
Gowns. They'll be whipping around Creighton tonight.
Very happy day.
You'll hear them practicing all day in the lobby. You'll hear them practicing.
Various songs.
Yes. Is there any chance?
That's very angelic of you right there.
Can you real quick just practice for tomorrow? Just ask something about Dylan leaving to rule in 6th grade simple voice. Can we get that one? Can we get that, please?
Hey, coach.
He's thinking.
I won't look.
Was it a friendly split?
Was it a friendly split? Amicable?
I don't know the word amicable.
I don't know very well
either. 6th grade simple.
They know that's way too big a word for 6th grade simple.
Okay. Well, I'll do more 6th grade
simple. You started 6th grade simple off with, how sweet's Dylan?
that was the best.
That's how you started 6th grade simple off. Now it's like...
By the way,
all right, yeah, keep going.
Secret Simple is sponsored by Nebraska Auto Detail.
Oh, thank you.
It's time.
I need to start
get your
doing
gift
more,
certificates. Yeah. I got my car detailed.
That's a gift certificate.
It is.
Right there.
It's a great.
Did you imagine? Yours? I'm getting mine done here in between the New Year, Christmas, and the New Year's.
If you have one,
I got it coming
too.
Up.
But here's the deal. Imagine getting that as a gift.
It's a great.
That would. I mean, if
that's a real gift.
No, that's a real gift. This is as good as gifts get. Listen to it. Give them the details.
So is the passport.
So
go ahead.
Nebraska Auto Detail. You get your car detailed. You take it in for the whole day. And they clean everything. So your car could be a disaster on the outside, on the inside. Your job is to clean out the garbage in there and take it out. They will clean it up otherwise. They will. I mean, it's amazing what they do to the outside of your car and inside. And it's for hours. It is like an hours
Where's this at?
Long process. It's down by the Warm Cookies, boys, says in that area. So
which area?
It'll pioneer, smell like- high Pioneers and like Highway 2.
Okay. Yes.
You'll smell like pina colada when you come back.
It's a very nice smell.
Yeah, you can pina colada?
Yes. What if you could pick it like that? Just make it smell like a Jack and Coke. Just to throw off the police officers.
You get pulled over, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
You've been drinking. No.
I promise you. It's my air freshener. Yeah. My air freshener.
Just got my truck detailed.
Just got my truck detailed.
I chose the smell.
I chose Respect Jack and Coke. I chose scotch and soda.
You can buy a gift certificate at Nebraska Auto Detail.com. That is a wonderful, wonderful Christmas gift.
Nebraska Auto Detail.com.
Yes. All right. 464-5685. Call or text the show as always. Saw some grades from CBS Sports on Big Ten football teams this year. I want to see if you agree with the assessment.
Well, we did.
CBS
did our ratings all year. We should be well.
Well, we did. We did.
I wish we had our last ratings.
We did the power rankings.
Well, I know
these are the actual grades of the teams.
I was saying that to suggest that we followed it very closely.
Correct. Okay. This is from Cody Nagel of CBS Sports. He went in order of the best grade to the worst grade. So it's not like in order of alphabetical.
Who got the best grade?
Well, who do you think?
Sigs.
Sigs. And what did he get?
A plus.
A plus is what he got because he's number one in the freaking country. Big Ten champs.
Yes. Yeah, that's an A+, right?
That's an A+.
Yeah, you can't really bite back.
No.
It's an A+.
He says they beat Ohio State for the first time in 37 years to claim the program's first outright Big Ten title since 1945.
And looked better than Ohio State on that night.
Yeah, it wasn't as if it's like, wow, Ohio State had 5 turnovers and fell down.
No.
You know,
No, Indiana didn't even play that well early in the game. No.
They did not.
Indiana looked better than Ohio State. That was my biggest takeaway. So Ohio State's number 2 with an A.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. A
for Ohio
State.
Now it starts to get interesting.
And I didn't know that, but I figured that.
Correct. And Oregon also received an A.
Okay. Agreed.
Playoff team.
One loss to Sigs.
That's it.
Yeah. That's it.
What was the nature of that loss? Was that a...
It was an incredible loss because they
was
won
at
by
Oregon.
Indiana won by 10. Threw a pick.
One by 10.
They threw a pick 6 to tie it up, and
that's
place was going bonkers. And then they calmly didn't let him score again and scored 10. That's what they did.
That's the Sigs way.
Oregon
Oregon A. Then we go to USC, gets an A- in the playoff.
High.
Well,
high.
They had a chance at the playoff until mid-November.
No. No, they got, no. That's a bad grade. They're a B.
Why did they get an A minus?
It says they stayed in the playoff picture deep into November and proved it could handle the conference's trademark physicality with wins over Iowa and Michigan. That is true. Those are big wins for them.
Fair. True. Until you back up and go, everyone as they flew out to, everyone knew what was going on at Michigan. That was like I said, the worst kept secret, right? So yeah. I can't imagine. No, I'm not giving them a huge win over Michigan.
He also said in terms of the future, it says off the field, the Trojans got the number one class for 2026 to reinforce the program's long-term trajectory.
Hold it. Now, I'm concerned.
I don't know. You could use
grade. That doesn't fall into your grade.
You can't use that.
Semester grade. Like
about this year.
I got a B plus, and also I've been working hard towards next semester. So
new
let's
pencils.
Yeah.
Hey, no, that
no.
they're not an A.
No, they're not an A.
Okay. We disagree. We're fine with a B or B plus, though, right?
B.
B.
Not a plus.
B for
a
USC.
B.
Okay. The last team to be in the A's with an A minus is the Iowa Hawkeyes. It says Iowa was gut-wrenchingly close to a truly monumental season with all four losses coming by 5 points or fewer and all against ranked opponents.
Well, how many losses?
Four. Okay. But Oregon, they had lost by the last-second field goal. Mm-hmm. USC, they had 21-7 lead on the road. Mm-hmm. And then I forget the other two.
Well,
Indiana was the last play. It was a tie score. Yep. They missed a field goal to take the lead.
That's right.
Indiana goes down.
And Iowa State.
Yes. Lost by three.
I still would go B plus. A minus is too high,
yep.
But they deserve a lot of credit.
Same page.
They deserve a lot of
as
credit.
As Bill, parallel lives, not an A.
How about this?
Give a four-loss team an A.
This is a good point, though, in this one, in terms of why A minus is feasible. He says they absolutely dominated their biggest rivals, steamrolling Minnesota, Nebraska, and Wisconsin by a combined 118-19 score.
Can we get an A minus?
Maybe let's push back on
Remember,
the
they beat,
push
beat,
back pretty, on our pushback.
When you're going to push back on the pushback.
They beat Minnesota 41-3, Nebraska 40-16, and they beat Wisconsin 37-0. That's some domination.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
I won't lose my mind. I'm still a B plus, but
okay.
I can get down with it.
Okay, speaking of B plus, we have one of those in the conference. That would be the Northwestern Wildcats. I think that's probably proper for them. No one gave them a chance at the bowl game, right? Nobody did.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes with that.
And he's back then.
Yeah.
He's back.
Yes.
David Braun.
Miraculously keeps, went from, I said that.
They won at Penn State before Penn State was terrible.
David Braun was seen as a stopgap coach, and now he's going into his third year.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, next up, B. Illinois and Minnesota both receive B's per CBS Sports on the football season.
I would think Minnesota is the B. I think Illinois is a C+.
Yeah, I don't know why they're a B.
They were a preseason, they were one time in the top 10.
Regards a 10-win team for sure.
Yeah, so I would go Minnesota above them for what they got done with what they have.
God, once again, just like when we do our power rankings, we're on the same page on this. Illinois' B struck me as high.
That's way too high. They were a top 15 team preseason.
C plus them. I like the B with the Fighting Flex.
Now, this is a good point. It says a win in the Music City Bowl would give Illinois its most victories over 2-year stretch in program history.
Still
again,
two-year stretch.
A 2-year
stretch. Yeah, we're just talking
we're
about
right
now.
Talking about this year.
Right now.
No, we're not grading last year.
Minnesota B, like you said.
Well, USC is getting a grade in what they're going to be next year.
Projections.
Hey, a reminder, PJ Flex never lost a bowl game. 6-0.
Wow.
6-0.
Good info.
In the postseason.
6-0.
You know what? I bet he makes it. He has good energy, makes it fun for the kids, but yet they work hard. They're still locked in. He does it all the right way.
I bet he has a good overall plan.
And also Minnesota, wherever bowl game they go to, they're glad to be there. You don't, Minnesota's with them.
No, they're
stupid bowl. Why are we going?
If you're just tuning in, we're going through the grades. CBS.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests.
Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Sports gives the Big Ten football teams on their season.
Keep rolling.
Okay, yeah. Two teams with B minuses.
Okay.
Michigan Wolverines and the Washington Huskies both receive B minus per
Washington,
CBS Sports.
I could get to a B on Washington.
I could get to a B minus. But they're already, they are B minus.
They're B minus. Okay. They're B minus.
Yeah, no, Washington's not higher than.
I could go to a B on them and I would go lower and I'd go a C plus on Michigan.
9-3?
Yeah.
9-3?
Still.
They
had a schedule that was, I mean.
Are you grading them down for off-field issues?
I'm trying not to because that's not what we're doing in this. This is just about the team and how they performed on the field. I still was underwhelmed with them at times. I really was. But I'm okay. I can live with the B minus. It's not bad.
Yeah.
I thought the quarterback play, even though true freshman, was not like the top paid freshman in the country. There was freshmen outplaying him everywhere.
And that's the reason why they comment here. It says the debut season of Bryce Underwood was underwhelming, just 9 touchdowns against 6 picks. That's all we had.
That's not what you expect.
For the whole season, that's all we had. 9 touchdowns, God. 6 picks. And he started the whole year.
That D-line, their edge guys looked really good in Lincoln, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So now to the C+. There's one team as a C+. That is the Nebraska Cornhuskers C+.
That's probably right on.
They definitely should be in the C's for this year.
That's probably right on.
They're not a D. They're not a B. They're in the C's 100%.
You can't get them to a B.
Could you go down to a C for
them? I'd have them as a C.
I don't think they're C+.
I can't make a B argument.
No. I would not listen to a B. No.
No one in the world would give them a B.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
The C+ is remarkable.
Yeah, that's very kind.
It's a C. It was the easiest schedule in the history of Power 4 football.
Would Troy Dannon give them a B in the context of the contract extension he gave the coach? I'm just asking.
I don't know.
How many people out there kept saying they were a dark horse for the playoff and they won, 7 games? Right. Joel Klatt, playoff, dark horse. He wasn't alone in that either.
Here's why you can't argue B because the last two games.
Also, the fact they didn't end their streak against ranked teams. And those were in the 20s of Michigan and USC. They still lost those games.
C is probably more apt in this, not C+. Yeah.
When your biggest wins are Cincinnati and Northwestern, that's a C season at best.
It's a C.
The schedule was set up to, it was like, you're going to get a B+ no matter what.
But you can't give them a D at 7-5.
No, I wouldn't give them a D. They're a C.
They're a C.
The loss to Minnesota.
That was terrible. The way it happened.
24-6 is a horrific loss. The next week, Minnesota lost by 40 to Iowa.
Yes, they did. The very next week.
Nebraska fits snugly in a C.
Speaking of those who actually got C's from CBS Sports, Nebraska C+. We do have one C. And this team was not going to get a C until they finished this year. Wisconsin goes up to a C. They were, of course, on pace to be probably an F or a D. Mm-hmm. Then they beat Washington. Mm-hmm. And then they beat Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And so that bumped them up to a C.
C minus.
Their record is
4-8.
Jeez,
I think they're 4-8.
C at 4-8.
I can't get a C. Mm. I'm going D+.
D+.
There's still some bad. Maryland, they said. They did. They won the two. I'm still giving them a D+.
Now, schedule was enormously hard, though.
I can get to a C-. That's as best I can do. I can't give them a C.
Okay. One team with a C- in the league per CBS Sports is Rutgers. Rutgers' offense was really good. Their defense was really bad this time.
They were ahead of some games, too. They were like, okay, they're going to win this thing, and they couldn't stop anybody. Okay. I'm just going to say okay.
Well, it says Rutgers managed just 2 conference wins against Maryland and Purdue, who combined to go 1-17. In the league.
It's a pretty high score for them then.
C- for Rutgers. Yeah. Okay, moving on. UCLA, D+.
Okay.
I'm going D. Maybe D-. They fired their coach in week 3, and they rallied back and had a little bit of a... And then after that brief 3 wins, I think they lost like their next 4 or 5.
It got bad. Yeah, they had the nice bump.
The new Heisel bump.
And that did not look good. When you watch them play against Nebraska, and even the Maryland they won, I was like, it was a miracle win. that they won that game, but I'm going lower than that.
Okay, D plus. Now we got a couple more to go. Purdue get to D. They didn't win a game this year in conference play.
Have they gone back to back years?
They're not
back to back,
and they're not their lowest grade here. They're D.
They went back to back goose eggs.
That's hard to do.
That is a gloomy time in West Lafayette. You know what? It's always gloomy in West Lafayette. Yeah,
it's only sunny 4 days a year.
The final word on this one says, it's a long-term project in West Lafayette, but this debut offered little beyond growing pains from Barry Odom. What did they get better at this year?
Yeah. That's a pretty good grade.
Yeah, D.
It's got to be a D minus.
It's a long-term project.
Okay, we've got a few more here. Maryland gets a D also. Maryland Faye didn't win a game after September. They did not win a game after September.
Fade. Nobody likes saying Maryland Fade more than Jake.
I keep saying it. Yeah. They lost 8 straight games to end the year. It was more than a fade. That was an avalanche.
It was a duck hook.
Duck hook.
Michigan State gets an F. Fired head coach. Not a good year. Aiden Childs disappointed this year for that team. Defense was not great at times. F for Michigan State.
Hey, where's Jonathan Smith going now?
I have no idea. But I don't know how you can really have Michigan State worse than Purdue. Didn't Michigan State at least win a conference game? Did they not?
I think they won. Yeah, they did win one.
Well, that's based on projection.
So, it's bad. It was really bad.
Gosh darn, we said Michigan State was going to be bad. Remember back in August?
We did. Where I go, your pundit.
On three colleague.
Instead, he goes, I don't know what they are.
No, he was just kind of like, they don't have any. I said, do they have an all Big Ten player? And he just kind of started laughing. No. He's like, no, there's nobody.
And the last score is something you can't actually achieve the score in any part of school. It just stops at F. But this team gets an F minus. Penn State, F minus. 6-6. They were 6 straight losses. They were the preseason number 2 team. I think F minus is very fair for them.
Do you?
Yeah. That's fair. I could get it
number
up to
two preseason.
I can get it up to an F. I can get it up to an F. I can get up to an F.
You can't go be any better than an F.
F.
That was something we did we've never seen in our lifetime and we'll never see again of a team that had that fall apart, to have a coach to think that also the number 2 team would have their coach fired by week 4. I mean, just a complete meltdown.
And then how about Kraft sort of pulling out of the coaching hire tailspin and actually getting a legit dude, Campbell? Yeah.
Like I said, if they just would have hired him 2 weeks earlier, there would have been no tailspin. It would have been like, this is our guy, so we're going with. Okay, good, got it. It would have been nothing. The only thing, the reason they got tailspin was because it just, all of a sudden, it's like this went for forever, too long.
Seems like our biggest disagreement with the article, USC maybe was too high at A minus, should be a B in these grades. Someone asked, was Ohio State was a straight A.
Straight A.
Obviously,
no, I don't know how you give USC an A minus. That smacks of bias to me. That smacks
And they built it off. Well, the reason they did it, they had a great recruiting class. That means nothing. That's not what
they
did.
You can't do that.
We're not judging Penn State on their recruiting class.
We thought Nebraska may be a little high at C plus, could be a C.
They're a C.
USC and UCLA are tremendous disappointments to me. I mean, USC doesn't have it right now. They don't have it. They don't have it. You can run on them. I mean, I don't know what happened to USC football.
They did beat Michigan and somebody else. Iowa. Physical teams.
It was a pretty good win against Iowa.
They were down 21-7, battled back.
I watched it, and they were very physical, and Lincoln Riley was ecstatic after that game.
He was. I mean, it was like they won the Rose Bowl.
And is that is that him saying, see, we're physical?
No, it was just like we could not afford to lose this game. This would have been so awful.
Okay.
That Iowa come in here and beat USC, that would have been so bad.
USC would play, by the way, against TCU in the Alamo Bowl on December 30th.
Okay.
USC, TCU.
Okay.
Okay, so now time out here real quick here. For a long time, Nebraska had no option of ever going to the Alamo Bowl.
It's the former Pac-12 teams.
What's that?
Are hooked in.
Really? That's how that works?
That's what it is?
Yeah. Yeah, Nebraska couldn't go.
So it's not a Big Ten thing. It's only former Pac-12s.
Yeah, I mean, the former Pac-12 teams in the Big Ten are... They're still hooked into their prior bowls.
Okay, didn't know that because
that's news to me. Thank you.
I'm just telling you because once you get past a couple, the Alamo Bowl is one of the greatest bowls for fandom you'll ever see because everyone's on Riverwalk.
Yeah, Nebraska's. I don't want to say not eligible, but they wouldn't go to that bowl. But those former Pac-12 teams can.
We have some response on Nebraska's score from the
Okay,
Rangers,
let's hear it.
Including our good friend, Chris, at the Baldwin Show.
Okay,
he texted in. He says, with the weak schedule and weaker end of the season, it's a generous D on Nebraska's year.
He's been very hard on
Nebraska. If you had to donate and pay for tickets, you guys would not be so generous with your grades on that one. Well, it wasn't our grades, that, Chris. That was CBS Sports' grades.
Well, Chris brings up a good point.
Yeah.
As far as fandom. I think everyone would be siding with us that a C plus is too high. I think everybody would be like, no, it's in the C.
Yep.
Or, you see fans saying D. Like I said, if you just go back to just the schedule was...
Gettable.
It was, I mean...
Say that again?
Gettable.
Not sure what that is.
Jimbo? It's like a Jimbo voice.
7-5, though, Bill. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to go D at 7-5.
I disagree with but everyone...
You don't want to throw hands.
Yeah, I want to throw hands, but I'm not, this isn't about a Nebraska conversation. I'm just talking about who you beat.
Yep.
Everyone, just take... Like I said, we talked about USC. It's kind of, after a while, you're kind of, okay, they did a couple things. They have a couple wins, but... What are the wins? Yeah, I'm so done with the 7-5 or whatever anyone's record is when you don't get a count your layup wins. You don't get a count.
Those. I hear you.
It's like
I hear that.
Does Cincinnati count?
Yes,
that counts.
Yes.
Northwestern's even tough to count. It really is. Mm. It's kind of for being one of your great wins. Imagine
their best
win. Yeah, the fact that is one of your two best wins is not good.
One of your two best
maybe
wins
their best win.
Is Northwestern at home.
I can't go under C. Yeah. I just can't do it. Not over 500.
Yeah, C is fine.
But that's everybody. Whoever else. The same thing. Why is Penn State an F-? Well, their first three games, they didn't play anybody.
Yeah, they played.
So,
yeah.
I'm not an F-minus on Penn State.
They ended up with, I am, because of that. That's an epic fail of.
It is.
You did so bad.
They started off conference play 0-6.
0-6.
I repeat, they were 0-6
in conference
play. Their first
three games were like what? The first three games, what was it, like Villanova, Nevada?
And FAU.
And FIU.
And
FIU.
And you feel they have the talent level to win 9 or 10.
They had enough to win 9.
I'd say
maybe 10.
I mean, yes to that question.
But
I thought they were pretty good.
But anybody that plays in those, and when I say when you don't play a schedule, when you have three non-conference games that don't matter, no.
I mean,
Nebraska had one that mattered. Cincinnati mattered.
Uh-huh. Now, Penn State, so what we're talking about is just underachieving at a remarkable level, right?
Three conference games started 0-6.
And lost to Northwestern and UCLA.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
UCLA, they went to UCLA and lost to a team that just fired their coach.
It's pretty damning. That's pretty damning.
About as damning as you could get.
Because they're pretty good. I mean, they're pretty good. The team I saw in Happy Valley, that's a pretty good team.
Yes.
When Nebraska went out to UCLA, did you feel like... I don't know how we won that one.
No.
No, it was like, how do we not win by more?
No. I didn't feel that way at all. That's a flatline program. It was. Yeah. Now it's got a shot.
Bob Chesney.
Yeah. I think that program has a lot of potential, but no. What I saw was flatline. Like, it was dead. It was dead zone.
Yeah, it was dead
zone. Walking into the building,
fans,
it's dead zone.
Dead zone. Yeah, everything about it was dead zone.
It's dead zone territory, baby.
Thank you for that. When we come back, Bill's Thrills, cool parenting tips.
The Thrills.
Next,
do
an early break on The Ticket.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.